At that moment, a grey-haired woman with a benevolent but rather pinched face emerged with much briskness from the girl's door. This was Mrs. Sutton, a distant relative of Miner's. His mother had been her second cousin, the men raised their hats. "I'd just been down to make sure of some of you slippery folk for the sewing meeting," she said, shaking hands with Miner's, and including both him and Willie Price in an embracing maternal smile. She was short-sighted and did not perceive Agnes, who had fallen back. "Had a good class this afternoon, Henry?" Mrs. Sutton's breathing was short and quick.
"Oh, yeah. Aye," he said. "Very good indeed."
"You're doing a grand work."
"We had over 70 present," he added.
"Eh," she said. "I make nothing of numbers, Henry. I meant a good class, don't it say? Two or three are gathered together. But I must be getting on. The horse will be restless. I've got to go up Hillport before tea. Mrs. Clayton's very poorly." Scarcely having stopped in her active course, Mrs. Sutton drew the men along with her down yard, she and Miner's in rapid talk. Willie Price fell a little to the rear, his big hands halfway in his pockets and his eyes diffidently roving. It appeared as though he couldn't find courage to take a share in the conversation, yet was anxious to convince himself of his right to do so. Miner's helped Mrs. Sutton into a carriage, which had been drawn up outside the gate of the schoolyard. Only two families of the Bursley Wesleyan Methodists kept a carriage, the Suttons and the Clayton Vernons. The latter, boasting lineage and a large house in the aristocratic suburb of Hillport, gave to the society monetary aid and a gracious condescension.